Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Peg and Sandra. It's December 22nd. Welcome, welcome. My name is Peg Casey. I'm a group leader in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And I'm going to give my testimonial, then I'm going to hand it over to Sandra to give her testimonial. I was introduced to Beamer about 4.5 years ago. And at the time, I considered myself a healthy senior. I'd been very active for my whole life. My hips were aching, though. And I just thought, you know, that's part of my genes. My mom had a bad hip. She was, by the time she was in such pain, she was in way too frail to have a hip replacement. Two of my four brothers had their hips replaced. I had done a lot of springboard and tower diving for many years when I was young. This is, you know, going back 50 years, but 7 years of constant pounding, a couple hours a day. And so I just thought that's just part of aging, part of the genes, part of overuse. And I tried the Beamer and got, you know, slight relief in the first 8 minutes. And I watched a 35 science video on Beamer and was just so intrigued and believed it and went ahead and bought my Beamer. And that was the start for me. And I've used my Beamer every day, twice a day since then. And for everything that comes up, I mean, I recently started playing pickleball and rinsed my back and used the B spot on my lower back. It's just, you know, so great with that good circulation and quick recovery with that. So I love my Beamer. I'm a raving fan. And today, for the first time, Sandra Burnett is co-hosting. And Sandra is a lovely person. She is so giving. I know her through the manager's meetings. And she's also very accomplished. She's the team manager out of Raleigh. And so, Sandra, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and give us your Beamer testimonial?
Well, that was a really sweet introduction. You overestimated. I'm only a group leader, but that took me a long time to get to group leader. But one day I'll be team manager. But thanks, Peg. I really appreciate that. So just to give you an overview of my story, I'm actually a business person by profession, an entrepreneur by passion. And my first business is at 12. And so my life focused on that and health and went to nursing school in England. So I got my RN degree over there and just really lived a good life, healthy, focused on health. And so when I was introduced to Beamer, I knew it couldn't do anything for me. I'm an equestrian. And so when I knew there was a horse model coming out, I was really excited about it. But it still just, I knew it couldn't do anything for me because I was healthy. Even though I'm a senior, I was healthy. And but being the business person that I was and am, I decided that I would look at this as a distributor because I decided I would buy my Beamer. So I did the both at the same time. And unbeknownst to me, I actually did have some changes. My energy level went up in about 2 months, and then all of a sudden I started sleeping like a rock. I didn't know I wasn't sleeping well. But the best story I have about Beamer is I went out one day to get my horse, and I was coming back in, and there was a hole that was covered with leaves. My leg went down in the hole, and there was a wasp nest in there. So when I came back to my house, my leg was exploding, and I really thought I was going to have to go to urgent care because I was getting restricted blood flow. And I put that bee pad down my leg. I put the bee spot where the wasp bore into my leg. And I'm not kidding you. I did it a little bit back to back, but my leg started receding, and I never had to go to urgent care. And I
wow.
love and adore Beamer. So that's my story. And I'm sticking
great, great. That is a great story. Yes, and we love our horses and the horse Beamer. So if you would all please press 1 and jump into the queue while I read the instructions on a compliant testimonial. So we're not going to mention any disease names, no mention of drug names, or we're not going to use the word pain or cured or treatment. We do Beamer sessions, and we're not going to give our own protocols. We only have the protocols put out by Beamer. So go ahead and please press 1. We have a shy group today. Somebody please step forward, press 1, and we'd love to hear your story on Blog Talk. And, yes, thank you, brave soul. We have from 717, ending in 2530, please tell us your name and where you're from and your compliant testimonial.
Hello, this is Lydia from Pennsylvania. And good morning. I really appreciate your program. And, yes, I had my Beamer for almost 4 years. And the first meeting I went, I thought, this is exactly what I need for my body, because I was having some issues with my legs. I never had happy mm-hmm. legs, if people know what I mean about that. And now my legs mm-hmm. are smooth. They don't ache anymore. I mean, and it changed, I would say, probably, it was 2 months that I saw nice changes. And then, you know, it took a little longer till I saw huge changes. And, it's just unbelievable. And then there was other things going on in my body, like a little bit of low back and working. I have a farm, so, you know, working hard labor, you kind of get a little mm-hmm. Discomfort back there. But otherwise, I'm 70 years old, a little bit more. But, I just really love my Beamer. And
awesome.
I'm sharing what I can, and I have helped some people purchasing them. And, it's a... just a wonderful device. I would never want to do without it.
Yes, it's wonderful, isn't it? You get to be blessed, and then you're blessed to be a blessing. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
So I have a question for you,
yes.
though. When you first started, like you probably looked at some information, you decided this was for you, and you said about 2 months you really started seeing some really good results. But did you start to notice in the beginning, or was it really 2 months later that you started to see something?
Maybe a little bit of better sleep in that area, you know, but no, my legs, they were, you know, they needed help. So, mm-hmm. I would say it kind of went gradual, and it's been now a little while. So, it was around 2 months till I saw a difference. I alternate. I got on the, you know, every 8 minute session morning and evening, and then I used the mm-hmm. pad around my legs and sometimes the spot, just kind of alternated it. And, mm-hmm. another thing, too, I'm a biker, and I did injure my leg on the bicycle at the pedal, and it was one of the spots that was really having an issue there, and it really flared up. And I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, what's going to happen now? So I did. I just used the light. I used the spot. I alternated. And it took, I don't know, maybe about a good week or whatever, but that just all went away and healed beautifully. And it's just, you know, the legs are, our legs and feet are the lowest part of our body, so it's a little bit harder maybe to see changes and something like that, but I feel so blessed. And then, of course, other family members, which I cannot relate to that, but, I just really, really appreciate the Beamer company and you all doing for this for us.
Right. Well, great. Well, thank you, Lydia. And Sandra, go ahead and jump in, and what do you have to say to Lydia?
Well, I'm just so grateful that she found Beamer. I mean, it's just an amazing opportunity for us to share such good news. I feel like now I'm a nurse that's giving education and not medication. So I really applaud people that actually carry the baton forward and share the information with others.
When I came home that first meeting, I told my sons, you know, I really want to get this. And, you know, with a price like everybody else, price was a little high for my income. But we worked together, and they helped me, and I got it, I don't know, probably about a 3 weeks after I was at that first meeting. And I'm never sorry I got it. Yeah.
You know, Lydia, yeah. Sometimes when people ask me, how much is the Beamer, I kind of want to stop and say, if I know them really well, I will say this, how much is it with it or how much is it without it?
Yes, you're right. Yes. Yes, I agree with you. I mean, I felt immediately, though, at the meeting, what I heard, George and Chris Veronis are not too far from me, and that's where I was at the meeting. And I knew that this is what I wanted, and it did sound like a lot of money, but for what I was going through with all the years of discomfort, I probably would have paid a whole lot more if I would have had to. And now that I know what it does for our body, it isn't that expensive at all. You know, it's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. And I had others, like I had other issues like my gums, you know, were hurting, and an abscess or whatever. And yeah, and it's you can save dentist bills, and yeah, it's just indescribable. If people don't see the need for it, you know, I can see why some people just suddenly say no. You know, when you talk to them about it, but it's amazing though how people, once they purchase one, you know, then I try to keep in contact with them, and they'll call me or I'll call them back every now and then. And I just had a call last night. This girl said, "I'm so glad you shared with me." And it makes us feel good that we can share and that we do share. We can hide it under a bushel.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, Lydia, well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. And next week, our next caller is from the area code 813. Ending in 5134, and you're live on Blog Talk. So please give us your name and where you're from and your compliant testimonial.
Good afternoon. My name is David. I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida. I appreciate you taking the call. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Glad
really
to
have
you
a testimonial. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't really have a testimonial, but I do have a question about something. And before I ask the question, is this the right forum for me to do that, or should I be doing that on a different forum?
Well, go ahead and ask the question, and then we'll tell you.
Okay.
So maybe we can help you. Maybe we can help. Let's see.
Well, I got I had a problem with my original B-pad, and I had to send it back for a warranty issue, and they did send me a new one, which was good. And I was using it for about perhaps, I don't know, 3 weeks or so, maybe a month, and I noticed something on the cable. It kept getting sticky, and I was like, why is that? So I looked, and while I was looking to find out why it was getting sticky, the label on the cable, and this is a little bit of a touchy situation, it says on that label and some other labels of the different products that I have that it's not made in Germany.
Hmm. You know what? I have no idea about that. But, yeah, you're right. This is not for this call.
Okay.
So, I don't. Sandra, do you have any comments on that?
You know, I don't know that it's specifically relating to the B pad. It could be a label not made in. It is related to the B pad?
Well, actually, I did do some checking with corporate, and yeah, the B pad itself is not made in Germany. I won't say a whole lot more than that, but it's not.
Okay.
Well, that's
right.
Interesting.
So, David,
or even Europe.
Thank you for calling.
So we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a compliant testimonial, or you just had the question?
I just had that question. Other than that, I've been blessed with good health, and I think the beam is helping me stay in good health. But I almost wish I could say, since I've been using it, this has happened, but I don't have that sort of a testimonial. But anyway, I do appreciate your time, and I appreciate the chance to say hello.
Great. Thank you.
Sweet.
Thank you for calling in. So, yes, Beamer is a great way to stay healthy. That is for sure. And next we have from the area code 507. Ending in 4092, you're live on Blog Talk. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hello.
Hello. 507, ending in 4092.
Can you hear me?
We heard you. We can hear you now.
Yeah, you can hear me.
I can.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
What's
I'm from Minnesota, and I got my first Beamer in April 2018.
Uh-huh.
And I had a horse that was sick. She could barely move.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So only take steps about 2 inches, 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And I had several vets out checking her, and finally the last vet that came out checked her out and said, oh, her liver is shot. He said, she's walking deaf. So I didn't know what to do, and I happened to know, kind of hear of a guy that stole Beamer, so I called him up, and I bought it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is now she can run out in the pasture. She's had the foal, and she's in foal again. Cost of the Beamer is way less than the cost of replacing the horse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just wonderful now. Yeah. Excellent shape.
Yep. So,
what
Sandra,
a great story.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What is your name, please? You said you're from Minnesota. What was your name?
Don. D-O-N.
Don. So, Sandra, go ahead and talk to Don. You're a horse woman, so talk to Don about horses.
Well, Don, I just think that's one of the best stories that I've heard in a while. In fact, I'm pretty excited. I just bought the Beamer Vet this morning, the third version. So I sold my old one to a trainer up in Kentucky, and so I'm getting in the new one, the newest one. So they work. They work on the horses. They just the horses don't lie, and those of us that are equestrians understand it. And I don't know who spoke to you about the Beamer, but God bless them.
Yeah, and we've had other horses too. Like you got 20-year-old gelding that we bought here, and he'd been dead lame for 5 years, and now he's not lame at all anymore.
Oh,
so
wow! Do you tend to put the Beamer on the horses on a daily application, or do you do it maybe once or twice a week, or how do you work with your horses?
Well, yeah, when we go out and feed them, if we happen to do it every day, we do it every time we get them in to feed, and that's sometimes once a day and sometimes three times a week. But we we do the 1 and 2 one time, and then the 3 the next time. And if we feed them every day, then every horse gets it, you know.
I'll tell you, I heard a wonderful story one time about a horse that had colicked, and they were going to put him down. And the Beamer actually really changed the trajectory of that horse's life. It was amazing.
Well, that's fantastic,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So very good. Yeah, it's wonderful to see how it works with the animals, how the animals release. It's just they're beautiful animals, and it is fun working with the horses. So, Don, thank you for calling in. And,
well, I'd like to tell you something more about her, too. She had a foal.
Okay.
We bred her then after she started getting a little better, and she had the best foal we ever had, you know.
Ooh.
It's just wonderful.
Wow.
And she's a yearling now. And she's just fantastic, the foal is. So.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
So. Okay, alrighty. Thank you. Bye.
So, yep, thank you, Don. All righty. If people would please press 1 and get into the queue so we can hear more fantastic testimonials. And right now, from the 704 area code, that's my neck of the woods, Charlotte area, ending in 4772, you are live on Blog Talk. Give us your name and give us your compliant testimonial.
Hey, Peg. This is Leslie from Charlotte. You're correct, it's Charlotte.
Hey,
Leslie. Hey. So I thought I would continue with the theme about Beamer kept me from the ER.
Okay, good.
We've had our Beamer for a year and a half, and we bought it because I had an extreme brain event, which left half of the right side of my body numb, and that's how we discovered it. But since then, So one of the first event was I was out working in the yard, and I went to stand up, and a piece of bamboo leaf, like, cut my eye, not cut, but hit my eye. And thankfully, it wasn't in the cornea. It was just a, you know, just in the white. But every time I blinked, it was sore, and, you know, every time. And this was like 4 p.m. So I used the Beamer pad on it, and I thought, oh, it's – actually, I forgot about the Beamer. So that evening, I didn't use anything. Next morning, I woke up and said, oh, I'm going to have to go to the ER. This is, you know, really bad. And then I thought I put the B-pad on, and after like 15 minutes, I was good to go. I was like, hallelujah.
Then
another time, I've had kidney stones many times, and so I used that, you know, the again, the Beamer pad and on my back area. And lo and behold, it kept me out of the ER until, you know, because, of course, these things always happen on the weekend when the doctor's offices are closed. So then I could hold off till Monday until I could get to the doctor's office. So, yeah, because my medications, I can't take the current medications I have to take because of my life-changing event. I can't take a lot of painkillers or anything like that. So, yeah, and then, you know, the spot has saved me when I had a horrendous toothache, and that got me through the weekend. The tooth had to be pulled, but, you know, at least it got me over that rough spot. So
I
love my Beamer. We wouldn't take anything for it. It saved us a lot of money.
I know. Yes. Fantastic, Leslie. Yes. So you had this event, this brain event, and you were numb on one side, completely numb. How
was
that going?
Numb with a big hurt going on. It was numb. Not only numb, I had the big hurt going on in neck and shoulder and the thigh area. And, it took 4 months to kind of resolve the neck and shoulder area, and took about a year to really resolve the thigh area. So I'm probably still 5% numb in the thigh, but that's okay. I'm so much better than what I was.
I love these stories too, because, like, we all want, like, the immediate microwave fix, right? And to just to stay with it and know that your body is healing itself and that things are getting better, and having that patience and doing it in a holistic manner is really just you know, a wonderful thing. So, Sandra, do you have any comments for Leslie?
No, that is a great testimonial, though. I appreciate that. Ooh.
Oh, I know it.
Oh,
I know.
Do I have time for one other thing? Achy joint?
You do. You certainly do.
Okay. So I'd also been a competitive figure skater when I was younger, into my 20s. Mm-hmm. And so I had some achy joint, my hip, knees. I could not kneel on the floor and put any pressure on the knees at all. And I also had pain in my feet. And I don't know at what point that all went away, but because I was so focused on the nerve damage and all those issues, that I'm happy to report I don't have an ache in my body.
Wow.
That's it.
I know. It's just like the hips for me too were an issue, and I, you know, I live in Sun City and play tennis and pickleball, and I, you know, that's like the topic: the hips replaced, the knees replaced, the shoulder replaced, and I think we have such a great technology on our hands to really help us a lot. That is for sure.
Absolutely.
Artie, Leslie, thank you for calling in. And Sandra, any more comments for Leslie?
No, keep up the great work. Oh, my goodness, just 8 minutes twice a day. It's that secret sauce, I'll tell you.
It is. All right, and now from the area code 720 and ending in 3706, you're live on Blog Talk. So please give us your name and where you're calling in from.
Hello, this is Mary King from Bailey, Colorado. I wasn't going to call in today, just listen. But I realized I do have fairly current testimony. My daughter and I were in an auto accident. She had to go to urgent care. I was injured on the left side, but nothing huge, except for my left little toe, if that makes any sense, and bruising. So I consistently use the Beamer anyway. My husband is a naturopath. He uses the Beamer on every patient that comes here, mainly on a very low setting, just so they're calm, relaxed, and so forth. My daughter has her own Beamer, and she happens to be staying with us. She used it consistently, and I can't give you her testimony except that all the very difficult things requiring crutches cleared up, and she's doing wonderfully well. That occurred on October 23rd.
So, yeah, it's wonderful when the whole family gets involved, isn't it? I love that.
Amazing. Everyone in our family has one except one daughter who is a physician's assistant. So I think she will.
You have to keep working.
Five
you have to keep working. Yeah,
you got to keep working.
It's so funny,
on it.
Too. I know. It's one of those things, like when you talk about the baby toe, it's like I've broken my baby toe twice, and there's really nothing you can do for the baby toe, and it hurts like the dickens.
You tape it to the next one to stabilize it, and then you just wait for a long time.
Right. Well, Mary, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. And we have one more caller that has raised their hand. So please press 1 and please contribute. All right, so we have from the 251.
So there's no telling how long it'll take.
Right, so 251.
I think somebody had already claimed it. So Mr. Willie, you know Mr. Willie B. Osborne, the concrete guy? He wants it. So, but it's two pieces. It's actually two buildings put together. Yeah. Yeah,
hello?
I know.
Hello?
Yeah, he'll have to move it. So that will be interesting. So anyway,
hello,
just pull up there and Eric will help you. All right, thanks.
Hello, you're live on Blog Talk. 251. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute her because she doesn't realize that she's live on Blog Talk. So if anyone would like to contribute and tell us their compliant testimonial, please press 1 and get into the queue. You will be at the top of the queue, and we would appreciate you calling in. Otherwise, Sandra and I will have to give you more of our testimonials.
You know,
so,
Peg,
Sandra,
I think we're getting
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I think
because we're getting so close to Christmas, you know, we're not getting as many people on the line today is what I'm guesstimating.
Yep.
But
I'm
going to tell you a quick testimonial. Let me just tell you something that happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I actually had to go out. There was a guy here on the farm doing some tile work, and he wanted some 5-gallon buckets. So I was walking over off the deck to give it to him, and my toe tripped on a stone, and I could tell that I was going to actually fall into the stone wall, which is about, the lip is about 2 inches high. And instead, I decided to just jump over the wall, forgetting that I was another 2 feet off the ground. And I landed on my shoulder. And the man was stunned that I even got up. I got up, and he looked at me, and he said, "You are going to be so sore." And I said, "No, I'm going in right now to use my Beamer." And I left him where the buckets were, and I actually came back into the house, got on my Beamer, and I did not even get a bruise. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
Wow.
My shirt didn't even get the stains out. That's how hard I hit. But I was so thankful that I didn't have a problem after that.
I know. You sound very athletic. That's quite an athletic move. Good for you.
I think it's from falling off horses when I was younger that you kind of get that roll, you know, that jump and roll.
Yeah. Drop and roll. All righty. From the 507 area code, ending in 4092. You are live on Blog Talk. What is your name, and where are you calling from, and what is your testimonial, please?
I'm Don Prohaska again here from Minnesota. And when I was 15, I got glasses, and I've had glasses for driving for many, many years. And now at 72, I can see better than I could at 15, and I don't need glasses to drive with anymore, or glasses at all for a long distance.
That's incredible.
It is amazing. That is. I mean, we do have about 3 million capillaries that go, like, right across the eyes, like through that eye region. But that is amazing. That is amazing. I would love for the Beamer to help my body heal like that. That would be fantastic. Isn't that amazing, Sandra? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my eyesight hasn't changed in about 3 years. I've been on the Beamer about 4.5, so I'm really excited to hear that testimonial, Don. That was great.
And it causes me to think, you know, if it did that for my eyes, what has it been doing for my other organs that I can't tell, you know?
Yeah, it's
just
so hard to believe that we're working with all the systems of the body. So the body actually is going to decide what we want to work with first. And I love that because you just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
So, Don, how long
And then also, when I first got the Beamer in 2018, I could not move my toes in any way.
Ooh.
And now I can pick things up off the floor with my toes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's been amazing for you and your horses. Wow. Those are great testimonials. So I'm visiting in Florida right now. My son and his wife and three grandchildren are here. And so we played tennis at a tennis club. And we were playing with this one guy, and he was a financial planner. And he goes to me, "What do you do?" And usually I say I work with the technology and we help people with better sleep and less aches. But I just said, "Beamer. You know, what do you do?" I said, "Beamer." He goes, "Oh," he goes, "I know Bema." Bema. I think he was German. I'm not sure. And I go, "Oh, you do?" I said, "How did you hear about it?" He goes, "Oh," he goes, "my acupuncturist." And I said, "Really, how long have you had it?" He says, 12 years. I said, "Wow." I said, "Is everything still, you know, working well?" And he goes, "Yes." He goes, "You know they're made to last a lifetime, don't you?" And I go, "Okay, good to know. Good to know. 12 years.
Very good
answer. My gosh." Yeah. So anyway, so Don, thank you for calling back in. We do appreciate you, and you've had some amazing results in the past 2 years. That's just incredible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then also my legs used to be purple from about 3 inches down, clear down to my toes. Now that's pretty much cleared up. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a blessing that is.
Wow, and
yeah,
this all
like
started because you. You are a new person. And this all started because you wanted to help your horse?
Right.
Wow.
So did you get your Beamer for your horse first or for you first?
Oh, for my horse. I called the guy up. I didn't even see the Beamer. I just called the guy up, and he told me what it could do, and I ordered one because it costs way less money to buy the Beamer than to replace the horse.
Amen.
So, yeah. So I bought
and then
excited
look what
it seen.
Yeah, and then look what it's done for you as well. That's just amazing. All right, Don. Well, thank you for calling back. You have some great testimonials, and we appreciate you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right. So if you would all please press 1. We have time for a couple of more testimonials before we end our show today. I know it's the holiday season and people are out shopping and baking and doing all kinds of fun stuff. But if you would press 1, we have time for 1 or 2 more. So, Sandra, I think I saw on your Facebook page, did you deliver newspapers on a horse?
I did, yeah. When I was little, it was one of my jobs. I actually raised the money for a surfboard and then traded the surfboard in to buy the horse. And I got that horse off of Ocracoke Island. And then my next adventure was to learn how to deliver papers on horseback. So I did that. Of course, I had to go back. If the horse dropped anything along the way, I had to go back and get it afterwards. But it was a fun experience.
Oh my gosh, you have always been very enterprising, I think. So
I have. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I think I love now doing the Beamer because of all that it gives back to others. You know, it's just such a great way to help people.
Yes.
And just such
yes.
a good business model as well.
I know. I love it too. I mean, I love to, you know, tell people about it. I love to share it. If they're not interested, that's okay because I'm looking for people who are interested. I'm interested if they're interested in their health, if they're interested in business. And that's what makes it such a fun business and just to be associated with other really positive people. You know what I mean? Don't you feel that way? It's just such a good group that are attracted.
Yeah, it really is like a family. I know we've lost a little bit of traction with our, you know, regular meetings in person, but still I have made so many lifelong friends through Beamer, and it is the Beamer family. People just need to just mm-hmm. plug in, and you know, I'm just so thankful to have met the whole family that I've met so far. It's just wonderful.
Yep, yeah, me too. And I got distracted with, I think somebody new just came on, 805, ending in 9330. You are live on Blog Talk. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Good morning, ladies. This is Jan Hopp from the beautiful Central Coast of California. And
good morning. Good morning.
Hi. Are you gals doing good?
Uh-huh. Great. We are?
Good. All right. This grandma was run over by a pickup about a little over 4 years ago. And when I got my Beamer a year and a half ago, my life changed. And all of those horrible things that that I was dealing with have gone away. And every day, I'm 50 plus 32 years old. And every day there's something new that I wake mm-hmm. up with or I go to bed with. And the Beamer is there for me. And my body's been broken down by the end of the day because I do way too much sometimes. And mm-hmm. I get on my Beamer and I'm good. So I love sharing the Beamer. It's a blessing to me and so many other people. And just real quick, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to sneak it in. Christmas Day, I'm going to be Santa Claus, and I am going to deliver a Beamer to an 88-year-old woman. Her son bought her a Beamer. So I'm going to be Santa Claus, and it's helping her. I've been giving her sessions for quite a while, but he bought her a Beamer. I can't wait. It's so exciting. The big box and
that
the two accessories.
Exciting.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't hardly even stand it. It's just much fun. This business is not a business. This is a family. This is a heart-driven company that people love people, and that people want to help people. So it's very, very special. And I thank you, gals, for being on and doing the Blog Talk. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. You know, Merry Christmas to you, too. And you need to take a picture of yourself. If you're going to be dressed up like Santa with a Beamer box, you need to share that picture with us later.
Well, actually, I'm just going to put the hat on. I'm not going to put the outfit on. I'll have a
red
vest.
Are you going to go down the chimney? That's cute. Are you going to go down the chimney? I'm kidding.
Well, they do have a chimney because they have a fireplace. No, I think I'm going to take my orange Beamer car. I have an orange SUV, and Santa will deliver it in the orange Beamer car.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So.
That
thank you again,
so
ladies, for being so wonderful and for sharing your time. I know it's a commitment, and I appreciate it. I know a lot of other people do, too. Thank you.
Well,
thank
you know,
you,
if you've got
you so
you're so welcome. if you've got an orange Beamer card, you need to know in the back office where we buy our products, our approved products. They actually have a decal that you can put in the back of your window, and it's very nice, and it might look really good on your orange Beamer car.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I know we get stickers with our Beamers, and I might do that because I know I put it on my big water holder and I beam my water, and then I put the sticker on there. So that's a great idea. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're so welcome.
Yes, Sandra. Thank you. Those little stickers that we get with the Beamer. I put them on my golf cart, but yes, the nice big decals for the car. Yes, especially as we go forward with all of the things that are coming up in the new year. I can't wait for that January 9th kickoff to hear about everything that's coming up for us. It's going to be a super exciting year. So, yes, that's a great tip. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have time for one more caller. So one more brave soul, please press 1 on your phone, and we have time. We have 3 minutes left. We have time to hear, and let's see. We don't have anybody on, but Sandra, do you have another testimonial for us or another tip for us maybe?
Well, I bought for some of the people on my team, I actually purchased in the back office the new mask that's out. You know, we always have, a lot of us have to wear a mask. Some people don't, and it says, ask me about Beamer. So it's such a simple way to open a conversation with others. Because if our goal really is to get a Beamer in every home, which is our goal, then we've got to start a conversation. And I just think it's a great icebreaker. You just never know where it's going to go.
Yeah, right across your face with Beamer advertising. One thing that I did for some of my team members is I bought Casey Conrad's book, Smart Start. So that is a wonderful book and a wonderful tool. I mean, Casey is just a wealth of info, and it's all about Beamer without saying the word Beamer and how to build a Beamer business. So that's another, if anybody's looking for a great gift idea at the very end, that would also be a great idea. But yes, the Beamer gear, anything that we can wear, hats, shirts, to let people know that we're in the Beamer business. If somebody else can start the conversation for us by asking us, it just makes life easier, right, to get the word out.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think we're getting traction, which is great, and you know, we just really need to start the conversation.
Mhm. Yeah.
That's all.
Yep. And that is right.
Well, I've enjoyed
Alrighty,
today.
Well,
it's been fun.
Yes, Sandra. Thank you for co-hosting, and so we want to wish everybody last week a happy Hanukkah. And this week, a Merry Christmas, and heading into a Happy New Year. And final little comment, Sandra, before they kick us out of here?
No, I'm good to go. Thank you for sharing the platform with me.
Okay, thank you, and Merry Christmas. And we will talk to you all. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it.